Masechet Bechorot. We're on Daf Lamed Hay, and we're recording this year. We're broadcasting this year live from Montenegro in Budva, the old city of Budva. It's actually very beautiful, yeah. All right. So Mishnah said like this: Maaseh bezachar sherechalim zakein. Se'aro medudal, ra'u kastor echad, v'amar matov mativo sholzeh. So this Mishnah is basically discussing now a couple of ways in which the Chachamim gave knasot to people for damaging becholot. So the story goes like this: that there was this old Rachel, a sheep or lamb, whatever you call it, a goat probably. What's a Rachel? I don't know. I always get confused. A lamb, a ewe. I don't know what it is. Rachel. I think it's a sheep, right? And its wool was basically dangling. And Ra'u Kastor, Rashi says, yeah, Kastor is a memune, like one of the managers that came along and saw it and said, what's the story? Why is this mati voshel zeh, right? Sheni chul zakin koch, why did it get sold? So Amru lo b'chor hu, v'enu nishchat, ele im ken haya bo mum. So he says, no, it's a b'chor, and the reason that it's like this, basically only let it get killed if it gets a mum, try to explain to the goy, but probably a goy at this Kastor. Natal pigum v'tzaram. He took Rashi says there, Romach, he took a sword, a spear, and chopped off his ear. Uba maaseh chachamim. The story came to Chachamim. They said, Chachamim, what do we do? Chachamim said, no problem. You can use it. V'hi tiruha. Right? So good Rashi there. Shaharei ein lomar sh'obed kochamim hazeh. Yeah, Rashi says he was a goy, this guy. La tironit kam, he didn't plan on doing it in order to matir. It wasn't his intention. Shara eno yodea shalodea mum she'aseh bo yishachet. Elim ken afa me'alav. He never knew that you have to have a mum happen on its own. He was literally innocent. He didn't understand the story. He just took it and, I don't know, they said, waiting for a mum, put him on. But now, racha, ra'a, v'ach, shehitiru. So now people saw this. Halach v'tzirem was nebo chorot acherim. V'asru, people started chopping off ears there. But this works. And Chachami said, no good asu. So that's the first example in the Mishnah. Pamachat, another story. Yutinokot misachkan besadebe, kishuz navei tlein zebezeb, and ifsakaz navosh lechadmen. They tied these tails together of these bechorot, of these lambs. Right? And what happened? Nifsakaz, one of the tails there detached. Right? Who bechor was bechor? Uba maasiv lechachami vitiru. And again, Chachami said, look, I have a mistake. Oushe itiru. And people saw this. Hachu vekishuz navot bechorot acherim vasu. People started doing this whole story again. Chachamim said, no, asur. The Mishnah ends with Zakla. Kol shehu ledato asur. Shelo dato. If you do something with intention, it's asur. Without intention, it's not asur. Look at Rashi really quickly. Kol shehu ledato. Shelehitil mum nitkaved latiro. If your plan was to purpose, in other words, if you did it with a purpose of matir, it wouldn't be mutar. Without matir, it would be mutar. Come on, slakas. What did I go to Bach there? It says there, Palmachat. Okay, yeah, Palmachat, are you? So the basic Gemara's question is as follows: what's going on over here? I mean, we've got two stories. Why read both stories? Why isn't one story enough? That's really the Gemara's question. It says, not Chich, read them both. Why? Tiyashminan Ovid Kochavim. If we just heard the one story about the Ovid Kochavim, the first story about the Goy, Gloati le Mishrach, right? Well, the Gemara's over here, right? Atle Mishrach, basically, they'd come to learn a bad word of Rashi. The Lord, I Ashbin Oved Kochavim Tehitru Bechori Shol Al Yado, Mishum the Lake of the Mamar, Ati Ha Oved Kochavim Mishrach. He wouldn't lamed Lahatil Mum Bekochi. This, when the Goy does it, he's not going to basically start creating a bad method of destroying Kochim. Right? The Sichet Oved Kochavim, Lo Ich Patna. We're not worried about the bad habits of the Goy. He could come to learn this in the wrong way. Then the Chachamim said, no. So that's why we needed both. If you just learned Katan, we'd say, Katan and Matir, but if a Gadol did it, it wouldn't be the same way. But a Goy who did it if it was an adult, therefore, Chichu, we see that even if it was an adult who tied the tied by mistake, and it pulled away, it would be okay. That's why we need both of those stories. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Katina. Rav Chizda sinna v'katina kaz lo shanu ele de amalei ele im ken haya bo mum. Aval im amalei im na'asa bo mum, keman da amalei zil avid bay mum edami. What does he say? Hi, Mati. He says like this. He says that what's going on? The story over here is only when they said to, what do they say to the goy? They said to the goy, he said, what's the story? And they said to him, Mati, amulo b'chor hu v'ed nishchat ele im ken haya bo mum. Only if he had a mum. But if they had said to him, Imam Ali Ibn Asabu Mum, if you make a do a mum to it, then, and he says, okay, well, I'll make a mum to it, then the same as if you told him, go make a mum. If you tell him, listen, an animal can only be eaten once, if a mum falls, it's not like telling him to go do it, but telling him if you would make a mum, then if you told him, go do the mum. So Rabba says like this, since anyhow, look at Rashi, right? For all that tune to come, and the guy never knew, right, that had he done it would be mutar, therefore he never did it to matir it. So he says, Rabbi says, however, since it was a mimela, it was on the Sabbath with no other intention, what do I care? Mali haya, mali nasa. What's the difference in how I explained to him what's going on over here, right? If it's alide adam, or if it just happened to happen. And a nasa, so it makes no difference whatsoever. So basically, the Lashon, he seems to argue over here on how the Lashon would affect it or not. I'm going quickly here because I understand everyone said, hi, Steve, welcome back. How's your trip?
Very nice.
Lovely. How's your mother-in-law?
Still in
hospital. Yeah, but I heard from Lily that she's okay, that she's come out, she's coming stronger. Okay. Okay, so Zeh Klal, Kol Shuladat Asur, right? So the Gemara says now, when we said Kol Shuladat Asur with a Kol, what is this Kol here? Why do we say Kol? Latuya, what's it coming to add? It says Latuya Grammar, right? Latuya Grammar, look at Rashi there. Im Hiniach Batsek, like we said before, if you put some sort of honey or dough on the ear, right, to cause it to happen, that would also be Asur. And then we said Shiloladat. So the Klal in the Mishnah was Kol Shuladat Asur, Shiloladat Mutar. Right, so this shelolidat, kol shul shelolidat, what's that coming? Lituya what? Lituya in mesiach lefitumo. Right? So mutar over there is shelolidat, or if you were just innocently talking, what's mesiach lefitumo? Shlosh shalam kazdor mativo. He never actually came to you and said, what's going on? Elahim atzman mesichin lefituman, but omrim ra, lo yishachet zelulam, elah yinemum, velon kaven kach shiatumum. You were having a chat and you were talking to this guy, you know, by the way, this animal here. He's saying, what's going on over here? And you're just having a general chat. And he said, you know, until there's a mum, he can't do it. And therefore, the guy picks up an axe and a sword and goes, or a spear and goes and chops it off. That's the fiach to fit to more. In a case like that, it would be mutar. Okay, new Mishnah. I'm going a bit faster than normal here, but I was told at the beginning that many have to leave early. Let's get to that. Okay, Madnitin, new Mishnah. Haya Bechor. Wrote four. There was a Bechor that was chasing him, right? He was being chased by this Bechor. Uba'ato. So he turned around and he kicked the Bechor because the Bechor was chasing him. Vasabo mum, and in the process of him saving himself, he damaged the Bechor. Hareze shochatin alav. That no problem. A mum like that, you can shecht on. It's a good mum. Look, actually. Ele, haya Bechor, ayil menageach. Some sort of like a going him, right? A going ram. Wrote four, la adam leganchor. He wanted to try and gnaw him. Uba'ato Adam lebachor, and the man kicked it, Vasab Mumin damaged it. Shachet Rav Afilu Kohen lefi shehatzlatche lehitzalato nitkavin. Even the guy who kicked it was a Kohen, right? The Kohen's the guy who kicked him, and it's his own Bechor. Bechor, we might think that maybe there's a Knasia, no problem. You patruk, at the end of the day, you were saving yourself. Gemara, Amra Papa, Papa says, Lo shanu ele she'ito b'sha'at redifa. Papa says, when do we say it's okay if you kicked him? If you kicked him while he was chasing you. Aba la'achal redifa, lo. But if you already stopped chasing him, you can't now get aggravated and go through and give this guy a kick. Right? Because there's no longer saving yourself. He says, that's pashut. Pshita, what would we have thought? What would we have thought? Say, arehu demit karke mashulat. What's happening? When he remembered, he got saved from this lamb. But now he sees it again walking in the street and he remembers the trauma that he went through once when this lamb chased him. Goes and he gives it a kick. We might think that there would be mutar. Kamashman, in the case again, it would be asu. You can't, that wouldn't be considered. Ma? Mitnaken, bidyuk. Right, taking revenge, right, getting it right. Okay, ikad amri, amra papa, lo taimu bishatri fa in, aba bishalolu fatri fa lo. Right, there's another way of saying it. It might be a different version altogether. The Rapapa says as follows. What? Lo taima b'sha'at redifah inama shelo b'sha'at redifah lo. El afilu l'achar redifah nami. Rapapa says, you know what? No, you might be able to kick him even afterwards. Why? My timer. Tsarehu b'demitkar. Because the guy gets traumatized when he remembers. And that's almost like an impulse, an instinctive act. He can't even help himself. This is a halacha we've already seen before. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutar to damage, put a mum on the animal before it's born. Remember why before it's born? Rashi, why before it's born? Right? What makes a bechor into a bechor? The womb. So if it hasn't passed through the womb yet, it's not a bechor. I mean, we learned as well that either it's the rov of the body or the head, remember? So if the majority of the body or the head hasn't come out yet, so as far as we're concerned, it's not born yet. Remember that? Right? So look here, the Mishnah says as follows. So, So now the rabbi gives us some examples. Gadia ba'udne, so a gadi, a goat, from its ears, ba'udne, right? Why ba'udne? How you ira? What's udne? By its ozin, right? By its ears. Why by its ears? Rashi says, yeah, gadi ozna ba'rukot, ve'kolim shatza korosho, nirin ozna b'yachol, natil mum, dechoz manch lo yatza korosho, and anog yulad. He says the ears, the goat's ears stick out. The ears are the ones that come out before its head. As long as the head, whole head hasn't come out yet, it's not considered born. So as soon as the ears come out, you can check it. And an imra, but svivute. And what's an imra? It's like a, what's an imra? What animal is the imra? Huh? Kebis, a sheep. Right? But svivute by its lips. So it comes out of its mouth, coming out first. Rashi says here, but svatav nir in tchila. The first thing you see is lips. Because its ears are tied back and you don't see them, I just say kroshot till it comes out. So, good advice if you want to damage a mumbi, give him bechor of you kohanim there at the back there, before your mumbi is born, the bechor quickly get the guy to run and chop off it, cut its ear, cut its lip. Right? You get amri imra nami bodness. The Gemara says the yashmim, that the imra, this lamb, can also be the sheep, also from its ears. Why? Emur derech tsa'adav nafak. It comes out via its temples. So it's coming with these temples down, right? Rashi is here, tzadav. Look at Rashi. It's actually worthwhile looking. Even though you don't look at Rashi, look at the Rashi here. Rashi says, what are tzadav? It's got their tunpils, right? Which we call temples, right? Tunpils. The none of the mem, the group of them. Okay. Right, so that is the end of that Gemara. Okay, there. Amarava, achavalu michzei, pa'eu michzei. Habe muma. This is like the Shabbat. It's a little bit, look at Rashi here. Achil velo michzei. It says, im lebechor yesh lo mum betoch piv. If the bechor has got a blemish inside its mouth, right? Inside its mouth. Because we want a blemish. Remember, the blemish, in order for it to be a kosher blemish, has to be something that you see. It has to be seen. So now, if it's inside the mouth, you can't really see it. It says, v'chi achil lo michzei. When it's eating, you can't see the blemish. Afilu achi, nonetheless, ki pa'ei, Michzei. If it opens his mouth to smile, paia means to smile. Rashi underneath it, Rashi there says pai tzoek upotech pivar bei. Shouts a lot and opens his mouth. So basically, like when it's shouting or talking, or as he's smiling, anything like that, opening its mouth, right? Michzei habe mum shebegalu. Then it becomes revealed mum v'nishchat alav. Because then you can shecht it. Tamrinan bepirkin lakam v'sidat on daf lamed zayin in 2 days' time. Nishchat the eno nishchat ela al mum shebegalu. Has to be a galui mum in order for you to be nishchat on it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Lo mirse, pa mirse, have muma." Gemara says, "My kamashla, what's the chiddush of here? I don't know what's going on here." Tanina, where he learned before, "Chutin achitzonot shenivgamu v'shenigmemu hapnimiot shenekru." Right? So yeah, we're talking here about the gums and all the stuff inside the mouth. He says, "Chutin achitzonot kache deshine." Right? Like, I think it's the skin around the teeth. Shekorindian tziva achitzonot, right? The external gums. Or tamshlifnim keneged chotmo. Right, if they've been damaged or torn, but also nigbemush and nichtechu, they've been cut a bit berochvan, right, berocha, crossways, milamale beomik, going down into depth. Nothing's missing. It's just like a cleavage, like some sort of cut. It's a mum hoyel veniru or tan chutin, because you can see those strands, you can see the gums. Or I don't know whatever it is that's cut there. I'm not 100% sure exactly what's going on in the mouth. There, so everyone says, what's basically it seems to be the same chilush, because we really learned that these mumim inside the mouth or matter you le shachet to be shechted on. So my timing, he says, why not? La mishum the chippa mechza. Isn't that the reason they can lose me to have a because when the animal's chatting or whatever the case is, opening his mouth, so then you can see the mummy. So Amar Papa, Rava Nami timer de matni mefarish. He says, you're right. Rava's basically just explaining the Mishnah. Ma timer nekra. How come when this is taken out, it's a mummy mishum the chippa mechza? Because if you basically any mouth. Anything inside the mouth, when he barks or screams or shouts, whatever the animals do, you can see that the mum, that's considered a mum galui. Okay. New Mishnah, Maditin, Kola Mumin Haruin, Lavobi de Adam. Right? Now, it's a little bit more tricky now. Up and down, I've gone through very quickly. It was pretty straightforward stuff. Now we need to start concentrating a little bit. So, Kola Mumin Haruin, Lavobi de Adam. Look at Rashi there. Haruyin, third wide lines of Rashi. Even about Adam, sheyesh lo mar Adam hitilubo kagon dismayt eno if it's blinded or niktaya do if his arm was chopped off and his tekaus no ear was cut, anything like that which would happen which you can see was induced by a human being. Right? It's not like something that just happened on its own. So any mum says the Mishnah that you could see was inflicted by a human being. Ro'ei Yisrael ne'manin. So now. Listen, the Gemara is going to battle to understand this concept. Ro'ei Yisrael ne'manin. Look at Rashi. Ro'ei Yisrael ne'manin. If it's a Yisrael and he's the shepherd, ne'man lomar malehen ne'erulo. The Israeli shepherd, because he can't eat the b'chor, right? He's got no vested interest, yes. He's not an ogaba dabar. He says the sin happened by itself, and then the kohen can eat it. Ro'ei kohanim ein ne'manim. If the shepherd's a kohen, he can't. We don't trust him. Why? Look at Rashi. The nechshelu b'davar, because they are choshed b'dvarim, because they are nogah b'davar, they have a vested interest. Over Gemara mefarash, Mark carry roi Yisrael, Mark carry roi Kohen. We've seen in a second, the Gemara is going to start saying, what do we mean when we say a Yisrael as a shepherd or a Kohen as a shepherd? We're going to see it might be completely the other way around. Right? Look back in the Gemara. Roim kohen v'anim, Rashi, 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 Ne'eman hu al shel chaveiro, ve'eno ne'eman al shel atzmo. So we assume over here as well that we're discussing kohanim ya, that they ne'eman if to give an opinion on their friend's sheep, but not on their own sheep, right? And then the Mishnah ends off by saying, Rabbi Meir omer ha'chashud la davar lo danu lo meir. Rabbi Meir gives a bombastic statement over here, says anybody who is choshed on something, can't ma'in on something. So I'm a little bit of background here because we're going to see the Gemara is going to get complicated. But Rabbi says that if you choshed on something, you can't ma'in. It appears that he's arguing with Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that he's ne'eman on his friend's sheep, but not on his own sheep. Because Rabbi Meir is saying, how can it be? If he's choshed on his own, it automatically puzzles him from being able to ma'in for anybody else. So how can he be made for his friend if he's choshed for himself? Clear? Okay, so we're going to see now, that's going to come back to, I don't want to say haunt us, but later, in the next Amud, remember Rabbi Meir is saying, Rabbi Meir's principle is, anybody, under any circumstance, anywhere in the world, if you are chashud on your own, you pass from Eidut on that subject. Okay, let's move on. Most like this, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, to understand this Mishnah. Chad Amar, Ro'ei Yisrael, Bei Kohanim Ne'manim. So one, we're not sure who's who over here, right? But one of them says that when we said Ro'ei, I'm in Russia, when we said Ro'ei Yisrael ne'emanim, right? We said Ro'ei Yisrael ne'emanim, what do we mean? We meant Amar Ro'ei Yisrael bei Kohanim. Like we understood that an Israel shepherd who's doing shepherding for the Kohen. He's ne'eman. Why is he ne'eman? Le'legima lo chashina. We aren't worried about le'legima. What's le'legima? Delich shedei shema al yedei Adam. Why would he lie and tell us that he's doing that happened on its own? Because maybe if he gives his boss, who's the owner of the sheep, he gives him a dispensation, he'll let him come and enjoy eating the sheep with him. You don't choshed for that. That's according to the one thing, right? She says, the other way around, if the Kohen is the shepherd, for Yisrael, he's Eno Ne'eman. Why? Meimar Amar, Kevin de Keterach Nebei, Lo Shavik Ledidi, V'yayv Lachrini. He says, if I worked so hard for him, he won't ignore me and give it to somebody else. He'll let me eat it, Right? Mu'adin kohen la kohen. And the Gemara says, this person explains the Mishnah this way, so the same thing. Like we understood in the Mishnah, when a Ro'e is a Yisrael, he's not Ne'eman. When the Ro'e is the Kohen, he's not Ne'eman because he might want to carry favor in his boss's eyes and eat with him. Right? And so too, a Kohen to a Kohen. Look at Rashi there. These Rashi's on Amud Bet, by the way. It says, and so too, who had in Kohen the Kohen, Klomar, Misfar, Naftan, the Kohen, Ro'e, the Kohen, the Ship, Eno Ne'eman, La'ida, Achosh, the Kohen, Acher, another Kohen. Why the Chashin the Gumlin? Because here we're worried about Gumlin. What's Gumlin? Gumlin is vice versa, right? The Sabra Idenu Akshab, I'll give Aidut now for him. And who Yigmoli, Kashi Yiten Li Yisrael, Bechor Tam, Batilbo Mum, Yavok Kohenze, Benushima Shem Mealab Nafabum. He says, what's going on over here? We both Kohanim. I'll be a nice guy to him. He'll come back, and next time I get a Bechor Tam, he'll come and tell that the Mum happened on its own. So that's the first way of explaining it is pretty straightforward, right? And no, he is Ne'eman, Ne'eman al Atzmo. Right, look at the Rashi over the page. Ne'eman al Shel Chaveiro, Bein Rabo Bein Acher, doesn't make a difference if it's a friend of his or his boss. Lo nechshlu kohanim ela al habechor shel atzmo. Shekvar natan lo Yisrael. We're only worried about a kohen on his own flock, not anybody else's flock, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And then came Rabbi Meir, v'ata Rabbi Rabbi Meir leMeimar haChosh laDavar lo Dano velo Meido, right? And then came along Rabbi Meir and said, "No, haChashud." Look at Rashi over the page. Dahainu Kohanim shnechshadu ala bechorot. Full stop. Kohanim are nechshadu ala bechorot. Therefore, Kohanim can't be Ne'eman for bechorot. Okay, that is Rabbi. That's the first way of learning. Now, v'chad Amar, and another way of learning this Mishnah is the other way around. Now, we're not sure who said it, Rabbi, if this was Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Lazar, but one of them said as follows: V'chad Amar Ro'ei Yisrael. When we say Ro'ei Yisrael on Ne'eman, that are Ro'ei Yisrael, v'hein Kohanim. In other words, they are shepherds of the Yisrael's flock, but they themselves are Kohanim. And the Kohen here is Ne'eman. Okay? Ne'eman. Why? Ne'eman, over the Amud now. Ne'eman Amar, lo shavik chugm rabanan, v'yag ledidi. Because what do the shepherds say? He says, I'm a shepherd working for the Yisrael. Look, he says, this Yisrael, when he wants to give his Bechor, who's going to give it to? He's going to give it to a Talmid Chochem. He's not going to give it to me. Right? I think Rashi even says here that most of the shepherds were Amiratim. Look at the bottom there. Amaloshavik Ha Yisrael Kohen Tzurim Rabban. Why don't ignore the Tzurim Rabban and the Talmid Chacham? V'yayav Lila didn't give it to me. Why? The Stam Ro'e Amaretu. So he's got no aspirations. The shepherd, the Kohen, is shepherding for the Yisrael. And Lashum Shifot. He's got no expectations. He knows it's not going to come his way. So why go and bother lying and helping out his boss? Right? What? Okay, but you're right. If it's Rabbi Akiva, the day before he became Rabbi Akiva, you know, maybe, but I doubt. Okay. That's what Rashi says. That Rov HaRoim HaMeratzim. Right? So that's my Rosh Hashanah. Ro'e Kohanim, when we said Ro'e Kohanim or Eino Ne'eman, then we meant Ro'e Kohanim behind Yisrael. The Yisraelim were the shepherds for the Kohanim. Right? Eino Ne'eman. They aren't Ne'eman. Why? The Chashinan Legimah. Because they are the Yisrael whose boss is the Kohen. He thinks, if you know what, maybe I'll give him a shot and I'll give him a heter there, he'll help me eat it. And yeah, Kosher came, Kohen the Kohen. The law now makes sense more so that the coin, one coin to the other, right, is because coin is not allowed, right? Because look at Rashi, the actually Divrei Machlokes in the Divrei Machlokes of Ro'e Kohanim towards end it says because coin ro'an Kohen ubehemot shel Rabban Kohen, so a shepherd is a coin and his boss is a coin, ein ne'emanim. The Chayshina, the Gumlin, Ulil Legima. Because, yeah, he's got a double concern. The one is that he might want to eat and share in the eating, and also he'll come to do Gumlin, he'll come to reciprocate, right, on the other hand, right? The Chayshina, Gumlin, Lechashim. But Rabbi Shimon, the Meimah, here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came and said, Ne'eman al Shel Chaveiro, Ben Ne'eman Shel Atzmo. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came down and said, no, you're wrong. We don't worry about the Kohen if it's for his Chaver, it's only for himself. And then Rabbi Meir came along and said, how can it be? How can we allow the Kohen to be ma'ir on his friend. So the Rabbi Meir is arguing at the very first example, because the Mishnah said, we talk about which is a Ro'e Yisrael Neman, right? We said Ro'e Yisrael, when we said Aviyah, V'chad Amar, Ro'e Yisrael, V'hen Kohanim, they Nemanim, how can they be Neman? According to Rabbi Meir, remember? They are Choshdim, they are Chashudim. If they are Chashud, they call me Neman. With me? Clear. Right? What? But it's important to understand that in this way that we explained it now, Rimeir is arguing with Tanakama. Because Tanakama here says that the Ro'e Yisrael Neman, who are those Ro'e Yisrael? They Kohanim. And Rimeir says, you can't be Neman for anything if you yourself are Chashud. So if the Kohanim are Chashudim, they can't be Nemanim. Is that exactly clear, the difference between the two? In the first way that the Mishnah explained it, the Ro'e Yisrael Neman are Yisraelim. So there Rimeir agrees with Tanakama. Because Rabbi Meir says if it was a Kohen, it would be Asur. If it's a Yisrael, it's Mutar. You with me? That's a very important point. Is that clear? In the first way of, just a yes or no, in the first way of explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, the Tanakhama says that the shepherd whose Neman is a Yisrael. In the second way of explaining the Mishnah, the Ro'e Yisrael who are Neman are Kohanim. Rabbi Meir says that if you are Chashud, you can't be Neman. So with regards to the first way of explaining the Mishnah, there's no problem with Tanakama, because Tanakama is talking about Yisrael. With regard to the second way of explaining the Mishnah, the Tanakama is talking about a Kohen. And there we may ucholek on Tanakama. Is that clear? Yisrael lo chashud, because of Yisrael, what's he? No, in the Yisrael's Neman, we said at the beginning, because Yisrael says, look at the, go back to the first, to the Mishnah there, where it said, Chad Amar. Look here, just one, just look inside. Look, just look inside. Let's see, from all this talking now, my internet's getting bad. Yeah, okay. Chad Amar. Look at the very first explanation here. Chad Amar, Ro'e Yisrael, Bokoyim Nemanim, Lelegim Eloch HaShinan. We don't worry. We don't worry that this Yisrael is going to want to benefit from the Kohen's Bechor. So, Ein lo negia bedavar, machpatlo. Why? Because he's a shepherd. He's an Amharic shepherd. It belongs to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are going to go and eat. Yeah, there's nothing to do there with him. Okay, let's carry on. So now the Gemara says as follows. Bishlom eleman damar Yisrael vein Kohanim. Right, the second version. We understand how the second version works. Because Bishlom eleman damar Yisrael vein Kohanim and they are Kohanim. Neemani ve neeman. Hainu da atri meir lemeimar hachashul adavar lo danu ve lo meiru. That's why Meir had to come along and tell us that if you choshed on something, you can't meir on something. Because he's cholekia with Tanakama. אלא למען דאמר רואה כהנים בני ישראל ואין נאמד, right? רואה כהנים בישראל, and about the first one who tells us, the first one we explained Tanakama, the Tanakama talk about a shepherd who's a Yisrael doing shepherding for Kohanim, he's Elo Neman. So what's the chidush? My Akri Meir Lashmina, I'm Tanakama, what's Rabbi Meir's chidush? Even Tanakama tells us that you only Neman if you're Yisrael, right? Not if you're a Kohen. So the Gemara says that Ikka Beinayu is enough coming between Chachamim, between Rabbi Tanakama in that version, and Rabbi Meir. Ikka Beinayu, Rabbi Yishua ben Kapusai. There is enough coming here, a fine limit of what Rabbi Yishua ben Kapusai. Rabbi Yishua ben Kapusai says like this, Bechor bei Kohen, if a Bechor is in the Kohen's house, you already got the Kohen, Bechor is the Bechor, it's not good enough to have one person. You need two from the shuk, two external people, unrelated people. They have to be a give edut. Right? So here Rabbi Meir says that it's the Rabbi Ratzaha. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi over here, Tzarich Shnai Min Ashuk. Look at Rashi. You see that Rashi there, but just towards the bottom, the middle of the narrow lines. Shnaim Shel Kohen. Vafilu Kohanim. He says, even if they Kohanim, as long as they two, Shnaim Shirash, Shnaim Koshen, any two, even Kohanim. Aval Kohanim Shir Beitolo, but if they're Kohanim from his own house, right, that can't happen. And Tanakama, it Rabbi Shur bin Kapusai. The Kama Tanakama Roe Kohanim Bain Bay Israel Bain Bay Kohanim Kadabrishtama and Nemanim. And Tanakama he agrees with Rabbi Yoshua ben Kopusai. Because Al Tanakama in that version said, irrespective of whether it's a Yisrael, any Kohanim, right? Kohanim Bain Bay Israel, whether they're shepherding for Yisraelim or they're shepherding for Kohanim, they are not Nemanim. So he agrees that there you have at least two of our Kohanim. The Alman Nehemiah, he said, but any other Kohanim can come. Even on Bechorot of Kohanim. So he hasn't got this cloud of Rabbi Meir that if you choshev, if you chashud, you asu from it eidut. He just saying those specific ones can't. Why? Because he's choshev of legima, that you might want to share in it. He's not choshev legoblin, right, of reciprocating. About Beroe de Kai Gabe, right? Ele Beroe de Kai, only of that particular shepherd. The Savar, Aided Rabbi, Vuyay Deni Kishteni Yishal, Alma Bechoshoi. He's only worried about reciprocation when you are the current shepherd. That's according to the Kama. Rabbi Meir, later Rabbi Shur Legamer. He says, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Shur. Dechima Denech Shlu Kohanim Ala Bechora, Lord Dan Velo Meir, Afilu Kohen Neshuk, Afilu Abechor Biyad Yishal. He says, cross the board, Kohanim as a rule, or Chashudim on Bechorot. Therefore, we don't care. Kohanim can't be in the party. If they're yours, if they're from the market, you bring anybody, any coin. If the coin is passed on to Eidut. That's the Nath Kavina between. Is that clear? Is that clear? Clear? Are you? Clear?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now that's the first part. Then, Shnai Min HaShuk Le'ilav. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Right now, new Alocha. Okay, here comes the brighter we just learned. In that brighter we had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel there as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who in our Mishnah, right, that said that he's Neman on Chaveiro, not on his own. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, even if it's his daughter, even if it's his son, right, they are Ne'emanim. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, the Tamed, Amar Ne'eman hu al shel Chaveiro. Interesting what he says here, hey? You neman on chaver on your friend, just on your own. And your son is like your chaver. Interesting what he says there, hey? So your son is like your friend. Therefore, your son can meid on yours. It's not as if he's being meid on his own, right? Look at Rashi there. The ein kohen nechshon ela al shel atzmo, only on his own. Then Rebbe, or it could be Rabbi Yossi, but it gets a change, yeah? Rebbe Omer, afilu asara, even 10 people. Rabbi said, even 10, if they're from the family, they act. We don't trust him. All right. The other Gemara is Kamala's like, okay, so what's Anochala? Hadam Rabbi Chizda Amar Rabbi Ketina. Who they following? He said, okay, Amar Rabbi Chizda Amar Rabbi Ketina. Safek Bechor, Shinulad Bip. No, sorry, new question. We'll tie in. The new question now. Kamala Azla Had Amar Rabbi Chizda Amar Rabbi Ketina. This is the question. Who's Rav Chizda Rav Ketina holding up when he said, Safek Bechor Shenolad Bei Yisrael. A Safek Bechor. Right? You've got a Bechor in Yisrael's house. Or the Safek took place while he was in Yisrael's house. And we're not sure that he's got a mum or not. Oh, no, sorry. It's a Safek if he's a Bechor or not. Right? And we're not sure if he was a Bechor. He might. It's a Safek Bechor. Now, could we remember we had examples where two are born at the same time. And you're not sure which is which, right? So Safek Bechor, it was born in Yisrael's house. Tzarich Shnai Min HaShuk L'Ha'id Alav. He says, Rav Chizda, in number of Ketina said, you need two to come and give Eidot. So who's he holding that? So Gemara says, come on, Rav Shuvei Kufsai. That's like Rav Shuvei Kufsai, because Rav Shuvei Kufsai was the one who said that you have to have two Eidim, remember, with regards to our previous Mishnah. Right? Look at Rashi there. Safek Bechor Shishalu. Rashi, third line of Rashi gets wider. Kagon Rachel Shlo Bichra B'Yal Neshnei Zechar. Like I said, he gave two males. Right, Echad Dov Echad. I'm not sure which is which. Ve'et Shelo Ha Ve'Safek Shem Yatzar Rishon V'Yirat Shiyumu V'Yuchlisha. Right, Tzarich Shnai Min HaShuk Ta'id Alav Shelo Hu Tal Bo Mum Mekabala. Now, this Safek Bechor got a Mum. So now, he says over here, you need to have two Eidim to come and give Eidot. This Safek Bechor, the mum was caused by itself and not caused intentionally. Right? Who's the halacha like? So he said, who's that? It must be like Rabbi Yoshua ben Kufsai. Because Rabbi Yoshua ben Kufsai was the one who said two. Rav Nachman says, Baalim Ma'idin Alav. That even his Baalim could be Ma'idin Alav. Listen, yeah, it's a little bit tricky. Remember what I said about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if you're ever chashud for yourself, you are asur to give Eidut. Remember that? Oh, wait, put it in the back, keep that in the back of your mind. Rav Nachman says, Baalim Ma'idin Alav. He's the Baalim. We don't need to bring outside people. Even the Baalim in this case of the Safek Bechor could Ma'idin Alav. Why? Look at Rashi there very quickly first. The very wide lines of Rashi. The second very wide lines of Rashi. The Kohanim says, Rav Nachman, Safek Bechor Beyad Yisrael, Afilu Ba'alav Yisrael Ne'eman. Even Rashi got a bit of a slightly different version. He says, even the owner who's a Yisrael, he's Ne'eman. Why? The Kohanim Nechshedu Al Bechorot. Because Kohanim are Chashudim. We know from Emei that Kohanim are Chashudim Bechorot. Ve'lo Yisrael, and Yisrael isn't. Vafidu al safek bechor shenechal lahem. Even if it's a safek bechor, which means they are going to get it in the end. They're going to benefit. We still haven't got it. We aren't chashud by them. Right? So he said like this. Why do we have to say it's the Baalim? The I lo teimah hachi. If you don't say what I'm just saying, that it is the Baalim. Right? Ele Baalim chashudim. If you look at Rashi, if you say the Baalim are chashudim, we doubt the Baalim. Then we're going to have a principle that even the Israel is chashul on the mum, right? Now, if the Israel is chashul on the mum and the Kohen is chashul on the mum, so what do we got a situation where the whole world is chashul on the mum, and then there's nobody in the world who can ever matil this animal because they're all chashulim. If they're all chashulim, they're all asur from Eidut. You with me? Right? So look here. Rachman Bali made in love the Eidot Tamahachi Maser. An animal of a maser, not a bechor, a maser. Rabbi Meir, mi meida la. When it comes to maser, look at Rashi, yeah? Mi meida mum, whoever said that this maser is a mum, ha Rabbi Meir, ha chashul adabar la atzmo eino meid lacher. If you are doubtful yourself, you chashul, you can't even give eino to anybody else. Right? So the Gemara says, maser, what are you talking about maser for? Why are you going to maser? Look, Rashi says, beat me up, question. Havare Mahaman, with a Ba Maser, we've got no problem. There you definitely Mahaman. Why? The I Ba'i Shale Be Mumma, but Kura Ad, remember we learned this before. With Maser, you can go and damage your whole flock before you put them into the pen to start counting. And then they're all going to become Mumim before there was any Kedusha. And you can easily have a loophole here of getting around Mumim. Our concern is El Safek Bechor, with regard to Imeir, Mimeir Alav, with a Bechor Safek. Not the Maser. According to Rabbi Meir, if Yisrael is chashud on his own mum, and a Kohen is chashud as a rule on mumin, then when it comes to Bechorot, a Safek Bechor, there's nobody in the world who can matir you. So the Gemara says, "V'chi time achi namid leitet akan." Maybe you're right. Maybe you're going to say, "There's actually no solution. Ois deal. Once it's a Safek Bechor, you're stuck." Because according to Rabbi Meir, a Kohen can't come along and matir it. Even if 10 Kohanim saw it, then they're mamash, it's legitimate. Doesn't matter. They're chashulim. Kohanim are chashulim b'chor. They can't do it. If we say that the owner himself, even he's Israel, he's an ogar, but he's got a vested interest because he's going to come and eat it. If it's a safek b'chor, he can eat it if he's got a mum. He's chashul. Who's going to ever give this thing to me? Hachin amid the late akante. It can't be. V'hatan, we've got a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol shechalifa b'yad kohen patur min amatanot. Remember this? We learned this halacha. Right? What a chalifav b'yad kohen. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kol shechalifav. Right? Look at towards the end of the lines there, about 6-7 lines up from the bottom of Rashi. Kagon hai safek b'chor shal kohen natal et achiv patur shal amatanot. What happens is that, like we gave the example, that the mother had two children, two animals were born males, and we're not sure, we came in the morning, we saw they're both lying next, we're not sure which is the Bechor. Right? So now we took the one who gave them to the Kohen. One was a Safek, they both space, one is a Bechor. So we give it to the Kohen. The other's also got a Safek Bechor, we can't eat the other one either till it gets a Mum. And now what happens, that we said the Halacha is, that when the Chalifin is without a Kohen, so now the one that you shecht, according to Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shecht b'yad kohen patur min amatanot. When you come and shecht your one, which is the safek b'chor, you don't have to give the kohen the shok, zroah, and the lechayim. Right? The matanot of kohuna. Because God has the safek b'chor. However, Rabbi Meir says, mechayev. Rabbi Meir says, no, you do have to. So what do we see here? Rabbi Meir is saying, mechayev. Now, if Rabbi Meir says Mechayev, right? Look at Rashi there. In that Dira Matchil of Shechalifo B'Yad Kohen, the second line there, in the line of Anachak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, and says Rashi, very important, Umide Mechayev Le Rabbi Meir B'Matanot. If Rabbi Meir says you chayev in Matanot, when do you give Matanot? You have to shech the animal to give Matanot, right? You don't give Matanot if the animal's alive. Michlal the bar achilahu. Which Rabbi Meir says that it's something which is edible. Now how can it be edible if it's a safek bechor and it's got a mum and nobody can matir this mum, no kohanim because they're chashudim, the Israelim can't matir because they're chashudim all of a sudden, who's going to matir the animal that Rabbi Meir says you chayev in the Matanot? Clear? Right? Everybody understand? I think it's the greatest piece of Gemara of the whole daf, right? So it's therefore can't be. What? Right. So remember, Chayev. The Shema Mina Baalim Meidin Alav. So we see from the Imra, Rabbi Meir would agree that the Baalim they can Meid Kohanim do Chashidei Mume. Right? It says Kohanim we Chashidei Mume. Yisrael lo Chashidei Mume. Okay, so that's the end. Only Chashidei is quite enough for Yisrael. Itmar, got a kasha here. Rabbi Nachman Amar Halachak Rashbag. Right, Rabbi Nachman says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Look at Rashi over there. Udafilu beno ubito. On our current brighter now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that even his son and daughter can. Now look at the question here. So now Rabbi says, Halacha Rashbag. Rabbi Amar Halachak Rebbe. Rabbi says, no, halacha is like Rebbe. And Rebbe said, even if 10 came from their family, wouldn't be good enough. So Gemara says, Mi'am Rabbi Achid, did Rabbi really say that? And look at like Rebbe, Hamar Rabbi, Baalim, Imanu Bachutz. Rabbi said, we've got a case where the owners are standing with us outside, and the Nichnas Shalem, and the Bechor went inside, the Yatze Chavu, okay, I tried my best there, yeah? Right? The Yatze Chavu, and it came out with a mum, Ma'idin Alav. He says, no problem, they can have Ma'id. Now, who's with us? The Baalim are with us. So the Gemara stuck us. No, what was Rabbi talking about? When all the owners were outside. And then we were in Choshesh, right? Maybe it was the shepherd inside, not the fennel. What's the chidush? So now, my to the table, we have thought, Nichush lechajda. Look at Rashi there. Nichush lechajda at the bottom there. We might have thought that maybe the shepherd himself, Kamashvila, no. That even the shepherd inside with him, we don't think accuse the shepherd. Kamashvila, that's okay. It works like this. Now we summarize. The hilchata kerashbag, right? And the halacha kerashbag, and when Rashbag over there said even his son or his daughter, v'dafke b'lo bito, aval ishto lo, but his wife no, right? My timer, ishto kegufo dami. Okay, we end off over here, right? End off over here. I know we carry on, but I've got to get going. Right, so that's okay, now I can't stop my recording. What?